NAIDOC Week celebrates language as an integral part of Indigenous culture and language. One way non-Indigenous people can better connect with that culture and philosophy is through the works of their authors. I spoke to Sandra Phillips, who is the head of the First Nations Writers Group, about how we can start to take this journey.
An interesting place to first start is to acknowledge that the continent that we call Australia is home to the world's oldest living cultures. So the contemporary literatures that are produced by my peoples, our peoples, the Australia's First Nations, tap into theoretically a whole host of possible resonances, topics, themes, forms. Okay, so there's the kind of deep time component of Indigenous literature, truths and representations that have accompanied our peoples for millennia. There are contemporary issues that you refer to in your question around struggles and challenges, as well as joys and as celebrations, as well as contestations, as well as a refraction of and a reflection of the complexity of living in contemporary Australia as Indigenous peoples. And then there's also the bit that people most often forget. There's the bit about the future and the way in which our pasts as First Nations peoples and writers can actually bring forward understandings that are actually well-placed to better position us for more collective and sustainable futures.
So it all ties into that.
Well, hypothetically, possibly. Like, no one single work will necessarily achieve all of those goals, except perhaps works from writers such as Alexis Wright, Kim Scott, Tony Birch. Alexis Wright, in fact, talks explicitly and then writes implicitly around the notion of all times. Comes from Carlos Fuentes. And Alexis Wright, as I believe to many extents, does Tony Birch and Kim Scott, reach for a representation in their works that respond to all times.
And so, about the work, is it getting enough encouragement, would you say?
That's a great question, Steve. So, people who are familiar with our realm of writing would know about the leading prizes to encourage Indigenous writing. So, of course, there's the David Unipin Award for unpublished Indigenous writers. The David Unipin Award is part of the suite of the Queensland Literary Awards that's open to Indigenous Australian writers nationally. There's the Black and Right Writing Fellowships, and I'd encourage... So there's two parts to that. That's encouragement of Indigenous writing, and there are also ways in which continuing readers and new readers can go, I must check out who's won the David Unipin this year. And then look forward in 12 months' time to the publication of that work, because that's, of course, for an unpublished manuscript. So the prize involves not only a cash prize, but publication inclusive of editorial development and support. So I've been a judge of the David Unipin Award, recently have stepped down from that role after several years, and I was an inaugural judge also of the Black and Right Writing Fellowship. So I'd encourage your listeners to keep a watching brief on those two particular awards, but there is now a number of other prizes. The Queensland Poetry Festival, for example, has pioneered the Ujuru Noonuccal Indigenous Poetry Prize, which is, from memory, in its second year this year. That also involves the cash prize. It involves publication as part of its reward. And I understand too that those entries that are considered highly commended are also receive publication in Southerly, I believe. So anyway, in short, there are a host of prizes.
And in terms of engaging with Indigenous art and Indigenous work, The theme of NAIDOC Week is the importance of language this year and what that means in a much broader sense, connection to land and culture, religion, philosophy. And I just wonder whether the fact that we are surrounded by Aboriginal words all around us, place names, etc., can allow us to acquaint ourselves with these kinds of perspectives. So this is above and beyond artifacts like books and other kinds of made works. What do you think about that?
Oh, look, I think anything that kind of sparks our imagination, anything that draws us up short and go, oh, I don't know, I've never seen that before, or I've seen that word, possibly, you know, I've seen it but not seen it, not recognised that word, that name of that suburb, the name of that street, over, you know, hundreds if not thousands of times in one's lifetime. So anything that makes people go, oh, I can actually imagine that differently now. I can actually now think, what does that mean? Why? Well, whose people does that that word come from? How has it surfaced up through our, you know, our really sticky, murky, complex colonial history to have a place in contemporary society? Who bequeathed that name? Who chose it? So anything, in this case, the theme of the 2017 NAIDOC, with its emphasis on languages, can spark everyone's imagination.
And that's Dr. Sandra Phillips, head of the First Nations Writers Network, ending that story.